Our guest at the cafe this morning is the director of the Hunt County Historical Commission, or the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Carol, good morning.
Good morning.
Carol writes a blog on local history and saw something that was very interesting recently about a human skull that was found. And there's just a lot of little tributaries of this story. You know,
it is.
To be careful not to get lost in here. But this was a skull, that apparently human skull, that was found in 1931 in a field by some boys.
I don't know whether this is my imagination or perhaps it did happen, but I can just see it out west of town.
Yeah.
You know. That's,
well, you know that area well.
Yes. And so I can see kids running around and you know, they were just out playing and found this funny-looking thing and dug it up, and it was a skull.
And this caused all manner of speculation and rumors and so forth. And the story was published in the Greenville Evening Banner the next day.
Yes.
And all manner then of speculation started.
Oh, yes. And evidently, it wasn't unusual. Well, murders were somewhat common during the Depression. It was a very violent time based on no income, no money.
Mm-hmm. That's the Bonnie and Clyde era.
Yes, yes.
As an example. Mm-hmm.
And they were in that part of the...
Oh, very much so. Absolutely. Very much so.
So here's, you know, murders happened.
Well, here was the line that I thought was, I don't want to say it was funny, but it's certainly odd that you wrote, the skull had been buried and dug up at least six times.
Yes.
In Hunt County.
Now, why were they burying just the skull? Where were they burying it? You know, where was it? Where did they bury it?
Well, now, how did you know that it was had been buried and dug up all those different...
I found a newspaper article.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, John Armstrong, is a wonderful source for mm-hmm. information in the Greenville newspapers. And occasionally he'll send me the copy of a very unusual article in the paper. And at that point, I just kind of add a little bit to it and... put it in my article, put it on my blog.
We're talking with Carol Taylor. Carol's the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Now, also you had a line in here. A man confessed that he had carried the skull away from a local hospital a few years earlier.
Now, you remember, each doctor had their own hospital.
Well, that's one of the little tributaries I was referring to. Something I do remember that vaguely, but a lot of people, I'm sure, don't know that.
Oh,
so
yes.
Hospitals were private.
They were private, and I can point out several of them still in town.
Well, I know of at least one.
And
but that turned out not to be true, that he had stolen?
Who knows?
Because...
But the time it was over with, nobody really... could actually.
So you go through a litany here of robberies, of bank robberies.
That yes.
One was in the 1890s, and there were several men who performed this bank robbery, and all but one of them were seen leaving town, and there was some thought that this one got waylaid.
Murdered down. And do you remember where the horse and mule barn was?
I don't remember it, but
Jordan
I know
Street.
Where?
On Jordan Street.
Jordan Street, yeah, behind.
It was just a, what I remember was a Quonset hut. But it wasn't a Quonset hut when it was really inactive. And you could go put your horse there or.
Jordan is just to the north of Lee.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
Yeah. So there was that was one theory. There was a bank robbery in Merritt in 1915 and a similar kind of. Story there. There was some speculation about one of the robbers being killed.
Well, they had dynamite, and they dynamited their way in and opened the safe. That
this was in Merritt.
Merritt, yeah.
They used dynamite. Yeah, I see that you wrote that. Gosh, who knew that this kind of thing went on? That was 1915, and then there was one in the 20s in Point, in which the clerk was shot.
I have written about that one, and. I mean, they did some really intensive investigations on that one. His father-in-law was, I think, a very wealthy man.
But really, we never have established whose skull this is.
And I assumed that this skull had been buried or moved back and forth so that there was no skin on it.
Yeah. Well, after all that time. Yeah, and there were no other bones found, just the skull. But we don't know what happened then.
Right.
Ultimately to this skull, and it may turn up again someday. Somebody may dig it up again.
Well, they're fixing to rebuild some of the roads in town, maybe. If they find one, I'll tell them to look for.
That's one of those odd little tales of local history, and just you can't explain it, but it is somehow fascinating, and just the fact that...
The more gruesome they are, the more...
Yeah, well, there's some others, but... Maybe to be continued might be the thing to say here. All right, Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Yes.
Carol Taylor is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.